Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Fasten Your Seatbelts. My name is Patrick, and it's my promise to deliver an hour of guitar-driven rock, folk, punk, and country. And we're going to hear a wide variety of artists this afternoon, but let's start with a band that's probably well-known, but does not give up. They are still performing after many years, and we're going to hear a listen of a few of their songs today. And I'm talking about a band called Cheap Trick. They were formed in 1973 and continue to this day with still the founding members, three of the four founding members. And due to their talent and longevity, they've been able to act as an influence to other alternative rock and power pop genre. For these accomplishments, they've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So check them out and listen to Cheap Trick, LO Kitties, live. We'll be right back.
on our very first tour of Japan. Woo! Thank you!
And that was Robin Zander saying thanks to the fans in Japan. Well, that's why they really broke out first. They were big in North America, but they got even bigger when they headed to Japan. And that's from their disc, Budokan, from Budokan. Anyway, on to the next one. We have a band called the Goo Goo Dolls. They're a Buffalo, New York band. Came to prominence in the 1990s and with their debut album. And since that time, they've demonstrated great staying power with their punk sound and even their most recent long player, which was released in 2023. So this is the Goo Goo Dolls and Never Take the Place of Your Man. That was the Goo Goo Dolls from one of their hit records, and that song was called "There You Are." Was called "Never Take the Place of Your Man." Sorry about that. Anyway, the next band is called Weezer. They've been around for a while, forming in 1992 and continuing with a somewhat diminished profile to the present. The track you're about to hear, The World Has Turned and Left Me Here, is taken from their self-titled debut album, also known as the Blue Album. They continue to perform and play, but let's listen to one of their songs in their back catalog. This is The World Has Turned and Left Me Here. Weezer with the song The World Has Turned and Left Me Here. My next band is from a local perspective, Randy Bachman, of course, a Winnipeg guy who's achieved great success as a member of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, And certainly these bands have brought him a lot of well-deserved accolades and applause. But he's also undertaken some solo efforts. And so this next tune is from a solo album called Heavy Blues. And this is a blues song called Confessing to the Devil. So check it out and hope you like it. Gotta play the right song first, that would be helpful. And that was Randy Bachman, Living on the Edge. Our next band, I don't think we've played on this show, but they certainly deserve some airplay, Midnight Oil, an Australian rock band led by their charismatic singer, a guy named Peter Grant, Peter Garrett, I should say. They issued their debut album in 1978 and achieved worldwide acclaim with their 87 album, Diesel and Dust. This is one band that has never been hesitant to tackle its political issues. In fact, Peter Garrett, the lead singer, was a member of the Australian Parliament for a few years. So they're certainly an active band and a politically active band, and also very active on the stage, still, as far as I know, still performing. So we're going to hear a song from them, a couple of songs from them. Actually, one is called Dream World, and then it'll be followed by The Best of Both Worlds. So enjoy Midnight Oil. That was Midnight Oil with their tune, Dream World. And now we're on to a second tune by them. Hope you enjoy it. I think they're worth hearing. And I don't think we played them on the program before. So check out this next tune, also by Midnight Oil. It's called The Best of Both Worlds. See what you think. Sounds of Midnight Oil and their tune, The Best of Both Worlds. On to another band, a personal favorite of mine that I hope you'll enjoy too, a band called Big Country. They were, and still are actually, a Scottish band that appeared in the early 1980s and continued to play till today to great acclaim in their home country of Scotland. Unfortunately, their leader died Stuart Adamson died prematurely, but the remaining guys continue to perform before great crowds. Certainly a unique bagpipey kind of sound, appropriate for their Scottish background. So this is a tune called Where the Rose is Sown.
Where
And that was Big Country, a favorite of mine, and hopefully one that you've enjoyed too. So that was their tune, Where the Rose is Sown. Next band up is a band called Social Distortion, a long-running California band headed by a guy named Mike Ness. And they were actually in town in September, put on a great show. And good to see that Ness has recovered from, I believe it was heart problems. So they're back on the road, and hopefully with a new disc out sometime in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, in the meantime, we'll play from their back catalog and a song called The Story of My Life, a good summary of where he's been, his autobiographical tunes. Anyway, here it is.
Good times go. Why only
was Mike Ness telling you about the story of his life with the his band, Social Distortion. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. The next band is a favorite of mine, and I think we've heard them once or twice on the show. A band called the New Model Army, who were formed in England in 1980 and continued on, and still led by their frontman, a guy named Justin Sullivan. And their music features his political diatribes and some very personal lyrics. They have a large volume of records and tunes that have been played and released, and their latest was released in 2023, and they're certainly worth checking out. Anyway, this is a song called Lust for, called A Bad Old World. So I'll see what they have to say about that. Talking about the bad old world. Anyway, a great band, one of my favorites. Next up, the MC5. And I think I introduced them a few weeks ago as a band from the 60s who really kicked down some doors and really set the stage for a rock throughout the mid-70s and 80s. Anyway, they had a brief career, but their effect was considerable and was a major contributor to the punk era here today too. Sort of a combination of metal and punk, and certainly very influential political lyrics from the 1960s and 70s, and now released one last album. So we're going to hear one from that, and this is a tune called Heavy Lifting. MC5 with their tune Heavy Lifting, and a farewell to the music scene. The last member of the band died earlier this year, and there will be no more MC5, but they've gone out with a bang, and certainly recommend the disc, the MC5 Heavy Lifting. That's the name of the disc. Anyway, on to a couple more bands. I think we have time. I was looking at the clock here, so we're going to listen to band from just the last couple of years that certainly caught my ear, and a band's called Greta Van Fleet. They're an American rock band formed in Michigan in 2012. Their first full-length album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army, was released in 2018 and debuted atop the Billboard charts. So they're after the first week in the after its release. So this is obviously a band to look for, look out for, and to certainly reckon with as the create some new sounds too. So check out this band. They are Greta Van Fleet. now it's Greta Van Fleet, and we'll hear more from those guys in the weeks to come. Certainly a compelling sound they've got, and well worth a listen. Anyway, we're going to close and try and fit in a song that may be the greatest rock song of all time. Anyway, you decide. So here it is, and tell me if this is the greatest. Gimme Shelter.